Shannon Airport Group is celebrating its 10th anniversary today. It says it's on track to handle 2 million passengers in the full year, the first time it's going to do so since 2009. The Republic's third busiest airport has seen significant change over the past decade. €178 million invested in upgrades across the airport and its commercial property business. Mary Considine is CEO of Shannon Airport Group. She joins us on the line now. Mary, up until 2014, Shannon Airport was managed by DAA. So what difference do you think it's made to be independent of that group?
Well, good morning, Adam. I suppose what we've achieved in the last decade has been, as you said there, significant traffic growth. We will reach over 2 million passengers this year, first time since 2009. We've invested heavily to upgrade the airport infrastructure, enhance the passenger experience, develop our property portfolio. And all in all, that means that we're a significant contributor to the national economy, contributing over 4 billion and supporting over 20,000 jobs. So we're very proud of what the team have achieved. We now believe we've very strong foundations in place to take us forward to the next phase of our development. And even this week, we've already saw planning for the next phase of our development of our property portfolio in the business park. We're continuing to invest to meet our sustainability targets in the airport. And we're talking to our airline partners about offering more choice and more routes for Shannon Airport. So I think we've made a huge impact, and we have a lot more to do. And we're very ambitious about where the group can go from here on.
Comparing just on those passenger numbers, comparing 2014 when you were established with 2023, which is the last full year that we have figures, Shannon's passenger numbers up 22%. Dublin Airport's though up 53%, Cork up nearly 31%. So you have lost ground on the other big airports in the Republic. Why do you think that is?
Well, I suppose we believe that Shannon Airport is crucial to rebalancing Ireland's aviation landscape. We know that we have significant underutilized capacity in the airport. And at a time when we're talking about congestion in Dublin, the cap, I suppose what we're saying to airlines is that there's underutilized capacity in the other airports in the country. Particularly, I'm talking about Shannon. We have the longest runway in the country. We have CBP for the US market, which is very important to Ireland. This year, we have 33 routes from the airport. We've seen significant growth, particularly in the last couple of years since COVID, because I think people realise increasingly how easy it is to use Shannon Airport. And I think as a state, we need to move away from over-reliance on one airport and use the infrastructure and bring people closer to where they ultimately want to get to. Yeah. We know the significant tourists coming into the country that are destined for the west of Ireland. We want to increase the services to deliver for those and deliver for the businesses in our region that want to get their goods and people to the marketplace. So I think there's huge potential.
In the context of that cap in Dublin Airport, you've already called for a relook at aviation policy and a rebalancing. Have you actually seen, though, any uplift in terms of new arrivals or new airlines on the back of the restrictions in Dublin?
Well, this year we've seen our passengers grow 7% to the end of August. We are talking to airlines about increasing capacity. And I suppose the really important question, or the really important point to say, is that there is capacity to grow. And as an airport, we have the infrastructure, we have the team in place. And I think we can play a really important part of the solution to addressing the current capacity shortage as the DAA work through their own planning process. So I think it's really important as a country that we do everything and work together to make sure no business is lost to the country and we get the business to where it needs to get to.
Would you be happy to see the cap remain in Dublin Airport?
Well, for us, it's about all of us working together to make sure that we rebalance the aviation landscape. It isn't normal to have 86% market share going into one airport when you have underutilized airport capacity in the other airports in the country. And I think it's really important that this is an opportunity to relook at the airport system and how we can address that rebalance and how we can work together to make it a greater experience for everybody coming into the country.
Mary Considine, CEO of Shannon Airport Group, thank you for that.